Hello, we are back for a late night session. I feel like that late Delilah girl, like, call 1-800-DELILAH.
Ew, that's so creepy.
You know what I'm talking
yes,
about?
Yes, I do.
Or it's not creepy. What would she always say? Like, you're listening to Delilah.
Yep.
And now we have I'm Yours by Jason Mraz.
Jason Mraz.
Like coffee shop.
Yeah,
jams.
For real.
I'm
late night with GT girls.
Laughing because I needed a little sweet treat as I like came in from having dinner. We're recording this late at night, or I say late at night, it's like 8 p.m. And in our studio, they have these like Russell Stover sugar-free chocolates. And I always get the coconut ones and they're so good.
And you know what I responded? I said, oh, are they kind of like an Almond Joy without the almond?
Ew.
And you were like, I've never had an Almond Joy. And I'm like, no. What? Almond Joys are my favorite candy bar.
I know. I was like, oh, that's kind of a weird favorite. I just feel
it's
like that's
so
not
good.
The one that I would like. I don't know. I don't like almonds.
I just love coconut. So
I like
anything
coconut.
So like an Almond Joy or like a German chocolate cake with the like coconut icing on there.
Ooh, so in the South, my grandma makes coconut cream pie.
Oh, yes.
It's so good.
My mom makes a coconut cake for my dad and it's like...
Just coated in coconut.
Yes, it's
yeah.
so good.
It has like coconut in the layers of icing.
The coconut.
Oh,
I have
so
coconut
good.
In my fridge at all times because I just like
what?
To sometimes take a handful and sprinkle.
Wait,
or like I love to put them on smoothies.
Is it supposed to be kept in the fridge?
I have no clue. I've always kept mine, like my shredded coconut. But I put it on like acai bowls or I sometimes put it on my ice cream.
I should keep it more in my house. I mean,
it's just so good.
Yeah, I really do like coconut. I feel like that's a very summery thing, but it's like coconut... Okay, I'm about
coconut
to say something crazy.
Love coconut with LaCroix with a lime wedge.
Mm.
So good.
I went on this weird thing. I told you this 6 months ago, maybe it was a year. I don't know. Time escapes me. But I told you like it was overnight one time that I just like drink a LaCroix and I literally can't stand the taste. But do you know that multiple people have told me that that has happened to them recently?
Yes, I was around you one time when someone else said that same thing.
Yes.
And you said that same thing. You were like, wait, this has been happening. Like,
I can't
a lot more people.
Even like...
I love LaCroix. It's still my favorite sparkling
it's
water.
It's so odd to me. I don't know. It's something about it tastes like manufactured. I know it's not, but I don't know. Like they
just love it.
They found like trace... Remember the drama with LaCroix?
No.
That they were finding like trace amounts of like iron or weird stuff in it or aluminum.
No.
Or I don't know. We need to fact
check
that.
Guys, I'm such a LaCroix fan, but one time I almost bought their LaCroix baseball cap because I thought it was so cute.
Oh.
It was like a denim baseball cap with a tiny little LaCroix can. And I was like, that's so cute.
I mean, that is
and
cute.
I love LaCroix.
I feel like that it had a moment. Their cans
still on the moment.
Were so like aesthetic at one point. And now it's like Waterloo or Spindrift all day.
I love Waterloo.
Yeah.
I do not like Spindrift.
Why?
It tastes flat to me. Like every
That's
single
probably
time.
Why I like it. Because you know what I did today? I was drinking a Waterloo with my lunch. And I prefer it after it's been sitting out for about 15 to 20 minutes where it goes a little flat.
So weird. So why do you like Topo Chico?
Because Topo Chico, maybe
See,
it tastes
I
more flat.
I think Topo Chico has the most bubbles like out of any beverage.
And I love like, Pellegrino, but maybe because they're not really flavored.
The Pellegrino is like a different category to me. I know it's still
mean?
Sparkling water, but it tastes different to me. I don't know.
Well, maybe that's why I like it.
I love
it.
Topo Chico because it's so carbonated. Like it's almost like the sensation
maybe
is
like
Maybe it's
the
insane.
Flavors that I don't, I'm
yeah,
picky
maybe,
about.
Yeah.
I do have a weird thing. Have I ever told you my thing with like flavored stuff and why I'm like particular?
No.
Okay. So not to
Did
bring up like childhood traumas about this, but I sometimes I'm like, I don't have anything
that
like
sad.
Harks back to like my childhood stuff. And then I'll think about how like certain smells or flavors like used to when you get, I've told you this. Have I said this in the podcast?
No, you've not, but it's sad.
Like used to with anesthesia. Every time I would like have to go for a really big surgery, which was like often like I'm talking like I'm getting a tumor removed from my body, not just like a little procedure. I knew I'd be under like full anesthesia. I would go meet with my surgeon and I would have to pick the scent. And maybe it was because it was like at a children's hospital. So they're trying to make things like more delightful.
Yeah.
But like nowadays, every time I've had anesthesia lately, you start by getting the glorious, like milky white medicine in your IV, people are going to like alert the authorities about this girl on a Christian podcast that is talking about liking anesthesia. But you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. I think it's like Versed or something. That it's like what you get when you're, they usually give you that.
But
really?
Yes. Yeah.
Even for like your ACL, they don't give you that first to kind of just like, they're like, okay, counting down from 10.
Both times with my ACL and my wisdom teeth are the only two times that I remember being under like anesthetic.
Well, wisdom teeth is like basically
and they just put
gas.
The like stuff on me. And then they, I think with my ACL, they gave me something more, but like that's what they started with. So like I was out.
Yeah. Well, usually now it's like the Versed kind of goes first. And then I think if you're under full anesthesia, they still do have you breathe that stuff in.
Yeah.
I think it's because the mask always like freaks kids out a little bit. Anyways, I would have to like go smell these scents and it would be like grape and bubblegum and cherry and like any artificial scented thing. Yeah. It's not. Yeah. Anyways, that's a weird thing. If anyone had surgery as a child and remembers
really
that,
depressing. That's,
it's really not. I'm fine.
But like,
we're all
okay,
fine.
What flavor of Spindrift do you like then? Like, what's your favorite flavor?
I'm always going to go first for just a good old lemon lime or lemon lime. Lemon or lime or lemon lime. That would be my first choice with any. And then like for Waterloo today, like the blackberry one doesn't really bother me.
Yeah.
So I do. Maybe it is the flavoring.
It has to be the flavoring then because like my favorite of any water is grapefruit. Like I always will pick the grapefruit first.
I like grapefruit.
And then I like another flavor. But like lemon's the last one I'll choose.
Interesting. Yeah.
But I'm like, maybe that's it. Speaking of, it made me think of
what?
Growing up, going to the dentist, what flavor toothpaste did you get?
Bubblegum always.
Ew.
And Versed went to the dentist today.
Always got mint.
Really?
I think people who get flavors are weird.
Wait, as a kid though?
Yep.
I feel like as a kid, you don't like, I remember as a kid not liking minty toothpaste.
Oh yeah, I always wanted mint.
Oh, that's so funny. What about your kids? Will they do minty toothpaste?
Graham's the only one. Oh, like at home?
Yeah.
No, they will not. Well, honestly, we've not even like really let them.
Oh, well.
Like, I mean, all kid toothpaste is like,
like
strawberry, like Tom's
that's what
strawberry.
It's like bubblegummy. Yeah.
But I think it's gross.
Well, that's so funny you mentioned that. Okay. Also, can I just say, let me go back really quick. We're recording this at 8 p.m. We're like tired moms. This is the thing. We're also like freaking ourselves out because we're like alone in our studio.
You're freaking yourself out.
You got kind of scared too.
I was like, let's just run in. Okay, fine.
So like, let's go back to that. That's number one. Number two, usually for our bonus episode, we're like, have some stuff planned. I told Christian, I'm like, I don't really have anything planned, but let's just hit record and go with it. And look at how we've already jumped to five different topics.
Well, but this is our friendship. This is why we have a podcast.
I took Emerson to the dentist today. Did I tell you this?
No.
So Emerson had a dentist appointment today.
I love her.
And I took James to it was so chaotic. Also, have I told you guys about the dentist office I take her to?
No.
Okay. This is so bizarre. So there's like a really big dentist office for kids in Columbia. I forget what it's called. It's like the big one. It has like five or six different dentists in it. And when it was time for Emerson to go, is it like Como Pediatric?
Yeah, it's like, Como Tiger.
Yeah,
something.
That one.
Yes.
I remember it was going to be like a 6-month wait to get in it. And because of COVID, she was already like really old to be going to the dentist for the first time.
Yeah, we went like kind of late.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, okay. Is there any other in town? And someone was like, oh yeah, there's like Como Pediatric or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So it's this doctor, Dr. Gardner. And it is the same dentist office that my mother-in-law went to. Her dad was the dentist at that office. And when I tell you, Christian, it is like walking in like a museum. I need to take pictures. I think I did take pictures like a year ago and send it to Gayla, my mother-in-law. Like nothing has been changed since, I'm not exaggerating, like 92. The wallpaper is like
the equipment is like updated, right?
Okay. Like even the chairs are very retro. Like obviously they're getting the job done, but there's not.
Please send
the photo. It is bizarre. You know what's crazy about it? So like the wallpaper is this really vintage. I hope that if anyone that knows Dr. Gardner, she's like, a younger like female dentist, like I love her, like I'm not hating on the office, it's kind of cool, it's like very nostalgic. And then what's cool about it is like they have all these arcade games, or kind of picture like, remember how in McDonald's they used to have the like Game Boy systems, like fourplex? They have a bunch of those machines, but they are like,
oh, that's cute.
old, like nothing.
Wait, where
has been
located?
Touched. Okay, I'll tell you where. Old 63, you know where McAdams is?
Yep.
You know where that like Irish place is? I've never in my life been there.
Yes.
What is that called? Like McGinty's or something?
Yes. Yep.
Who goes
something.
There?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
behind that, there is a tall building that sits up on that cliff.
Yep. Is it a brick building?
It is a brick building.
Yes.
And there's, I don't know what are on the other floors, but you drive around to the back of it and walk in. Actually, I saw a sign today, one of the offices, it was like Nabholz Construction offices are there.
See, that's so
weird.
Yes, I've seen that building and I've never known what was in there, but I'm like, it's probably doctor's offices. Like, it for sure looks kind of like doctor office-esque.
But I can't even describe to you all how nostalgic, like, it's so weird. And they just like haven't touched anything. Oh my gosh, their filing system is still all just these like paper files. I kind of love it though.
Oh yeah, I would actually love that.
I don't know. They also have like a Bob the Builder little like ride-on thing that you would see at like a Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
In the, like, waiting
room.
That's
hilarious.
I'm not doing it justice for, like, how bizarre it is.
Do you think Shakespeare's has tried to buy that thing to put it next to their helicopter?
If Shakespeare's knew about it, they would want it. It's awesome. Yes. All
that's
that to
hilarious.
Say, I took Emerson to the dentist today. She has lost one tooth. It wasn't a big deal.
What flavor did she choose?
I think bubblegum. Okay. I don't think they even, like, gave her a choice today. They were like, it's going to taste like bubblegum or whatever. She's lost one tooth, and it, like, what? She was a... Building up, she was like so excited to lose a tooth. One day it literally just like popped out at school. She said she like sat on the carpet, it popped out. Since then, she has become increasingly anxious about losing her next tooth.
Aww.
She has like five loose ones.
Yeah.
Well, one is right next to the first one she lost. And she told me that it was like getting pretty loose, but she like won't let us touch it. And today I like told the hygienist, I was like, I think she has a tooth that's like really loose. And there's another tooth almost all the way up behind it. So I'm like, do you guys need to pull it? Because like, how is that other tooth going to get through? They like tried to casually kind of be like, oh, let me feel. Well, the dental hygienist like pushed it forward. And she said, she looked at me and she's like, it is like by a thread hanging on.
Ew.
Well, that triggered Emerson. Yes. I remember one, like feeling my gum like attached, like get this out. Why was it still there?
Yeah, I would always just like pull it, like close my eyes and yank it.
But she can't. And so then it like freaked Emerson out. And then she wouldn't even like let them. I mean, thankfully they had already cleaned them.
Yeah.
But she wouldn't even let the dentist.
So is it still in there tonight?
Yes. And they were like, it's probably going to fall out by the end of the day. Well, guess what she's done? After we left, I was like, you can pick lunch because I'm thinking like if she eats, it'll fall out. Yeah. They were like, it is going to fall out. They're like, she might swallow it. Like it is so about to fall out. And I was like, babe, just pull it. Just pull it. Oh, no. She's like panicked about it. Okay.
Oh.
We go to lunch. She orders her food. She doesn't eat because she's scared. Then at dinner tonight, I like see her and she's like only using the sides of her mouth.
She's a smart girl.
She is like traumatized.
She's like, how do I get around this thing? She's going to swallow it in her sleep.
I know.
Like,
I told her
that. She's going to just like move her mouth a weird way.
Oh, and the doctor, she was like, well, I don't want to lose it because I want to keep it again. And we're like, well, we can write a note to the tooth fairy. And she's like, well, that was only for my first tooth. She let me keep it. We're like, she'll let you keep it. The dentist was like, I bet she'll let you keep it. Like trying to be like, it'll be fine. And then she goes, they're like, yeah. And if you're not careful, you'll swallow it. And then you won't have it. And then you know, Emerson, she was like being so sweet at the dentist, but she was also nervous.
Oh, yeah.
And then she goes, well, that would be a good thing because then it would be in my stummy. She said stummy forever. She was like trying to be sassy, but she's like
hilarious,
like shaking in her
boots.
That's
cute.
Anyways.
That's really cute.
I don't know how we got there. Wow.
Speaking of the dentist.
Okay.
Let's talk about some candy time.
Oh.
And it wouldn't be a bonus episode if Christian didn't surprise Samantha with a little something.
I know. I saw a Target bag over there.
Okay.
If I had the video editing skills for that, I would have zoomed in on your face.
What we're going to do,
okay,
since it's our spring bonus, we're going to do a little jelly bean taste test.
Oh.
And you're going to have to tell us.
We've already done this before.
Yeah, no, we did Bean Boozled.
Okay.
Very different.
Okay.
You're going to have to tell us the brand. So you're going to have to keep
your
eyes.
The brand?
Yeah. I got different flavors of jelly beans.
I don't know any jelly bean brands. No, brand?
Like,
you mean the flavor?
Like Nerds came out with jelly beans. Okay, like that sort of brand.
Okay,
I didn't pick Nerds. Okay.
I thought that you were
saying
like. So they're
going to have like a specific taste to them.
Okay.
And you're
going to have to
guess. I
thought you meant like branches jelly beans versus like Mars. I didn't know.
Yeah. So I have four flavors.
Should I close my eyes?
Yeah, you should close your eyes because I'm going to have to open the bag.
Okay.
I'm going to show everybody on the video.
My eyes are closed.
Guys, this is so good. My kids wanted to eat these, speaking of. Okay.
This is the first one. People hate us eating and making like drinking noises on
the podcast. It's good. Well, guys, yeah, spring bonus episode. So should you eat like two of each kind?
Yeah.
Because you got to get a good flavor test. Okay, here is the first one.
Okay. Anyway.
The crunch.
Should I mention that I hate jelly beans?
I know. No, we already talked about that because I was like, I know this is terrible, but like, what else is better for spring than...
It tastes like chewable medicine. Chewable Benadryl. Mm, did yummy. Benadryl come
Wait,
out
is it
with-
minty? What do you mean, medicine?
Is it Mentos?
No. That was a good guess.
Wait. Or is it two different flavors?
Yeah, I gave you like two different flavors of the same brand. Ooh, I'm most excited for these.
I don't know, Christian. Sweet tarts.
Do you? I think you should guess at the end.
Oh, okay.
So that was number one. Okay. Because I feel like maybe you should compare. Don't look.
I'm not looking, but okay. I'll just keep them close.
Okay. I'm most like excited that. For these. I think these are going to be the best tasting ones. I'm going to give you three.
So you're telling me these are popular candies that now like make jelly beans?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know. Because, you know, everyone and their mom now comes out with a jelly bean.
Okay.
And so I was walking around Target today and I was like, why are there so many jelly beans?
This is a sweet tart.
Literally, this bag says, what'd you say?
Sweet tart.
Ding, 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 ding. Okay. Aren't they good?
That's kind of good.
Sweet Tart literally has like the original. They have Sweet Tart Rote Bites. They have Sweet Tart Chewies and they have mini Chewies. I mean, like, honestly, they don't need jelly beans. Like, why does everyone try to do jelly beans?
And honestly, it's so weird because like Sweet Tarts are kind of the lamest candy ever.
Yes,
so they really got smart
with
that. All
their varieties are so good. Like, mm-hmm. I love the mini Chewies.
Okay, what's next?
Gotta close your eyes.
Okay, here. Those are good.
Yeah, those are good.
Okay, those are good. See, that's not jelly bean. Whatever the first thing I had was like a jelly bean.
Okay, close your eyes.
Let me hurry and chew this and get this out of my palate.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that is good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are good. My kids, before I left the house today, they were like, do we get some of those? I'm like, maybe the Easter Bunny will bring them.
Hmm.
I think these are always like classic best.
Hmm.
I'm giving you too many hints, making it too
classic
easy.
Best? I don't know what this is. I'm telling you, I don't eat jelly beans. Like, how?
This was the first brand of candy. Oh, you can't open your eyeballs. You're cheating. She's cheating, everyone.
They're Starburst. They don't taste like Starburst.
This was the first brand of a candy that I felt like came out with a jelly bean.
I just got a good flavor one.
Mm. Starburst jelly beans.
Okay, that tastes like a Starburst.
Well, and I'm not going to lie, this is the Just Reds bag, where I feel like their like rainbow bag is better.
Okay.
But the Just Reds bag is all that Target had.
Is there any more?
At this point. Yes, we have one more. Keep your eyes closed. I'm excited for this one.
It's kind of weird to have your eyes closed. I think I just keep I'm not meaning to open my eyes. It's just a long time to have your eyes closed.
Mm-hmm. Wow. These smell very fragrant.
Do we think this is annoying for people?
No, they're loving it. And now they're going to buy these. If you buy them, make sure to click the link in my bio.
Use code
Christ20. If they're annoyed at this, they're listening to like a bonus episode.
True.
Right? I mean, if you're listening to a bonus episode, you're a true fan of going there. Are these so gross? Do not open your eyes.
Sour Patch.
Good job, girl. How did you get that one? I didn't even know they had these.
That's kind of good.
Are they good?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, those are good. Okay.
What was that first one that I had? Like branches. That was nasty. They were so big, too.
I also think it's... There's no N. How do you say that?
Branches?
Is it branches?
Wow. That's one of my things that I've always seen that logo and I've always thought it was branches.
Same. Okay, guys. So our rating, what do we think is the best? I think the best is still the sweet tarts. Then I would say the Sour Patch. Then Starburst Just Reds. Mm-hmm. And then... Bratches. So if you guys haven't bought your jelly, well, this is going to come out way past Easter. Oh,
like,
man.
Who just like buys jelly beans?
I literally don't buy them other than Easter.
Wait, are they an Easter item?
Yeah, you put them in eggs.
You do?
Yes, I'm shook right now.
Wait, really?
Yes, they're like the most classic candy of all Easter.
Wait, what?
That's literally why everyone comes out with them with all the bunny ears and every candy is trying to be...
Well, folks, you learn something new every day.
Oh.
We always put, like, chocolate in ours.
Well, like, we do, like, I do some chocolate, some... Honestly, I don't really put... For my kids, I don't really put a ton of candy because, I don't really want it in my house.
Okay.
What am I trying to look at?
Do the origin of that.
Well, there's a jelly bean prayer.
Wait, say the jelly bean prayer.
Okay, this is actually pretty good.
Oh.
Hold on. I mean, well, I've read one sentence. A bag full of jelly beans, so colorful and sweet, is a prayer and a promise that loved ones treat. Red is for the blood he gave.
Stop. I wish you could all see my eyes right now.
Yellow is for the sun so bright. Orange is for the edge of night. Black is for the sins we made. White is for the grace he gave. Purple is for the hour of sorrow. Pink is for our new tomorrow.
Hey, going there, girls. We hope you're loving today's episode. We just have a quick favor. If you don't mind leaving us a 5-star rating and review, whether you listen on Apple or Spotify, you can just click that little 5 stars. Or if you're on Apple, leave a little review. And that is seriously such an easy way to help other people find Going There. And we so appreciate it. Now let's get back to our conversation.
So red, green, yellow, orange, black, white, purple, pink, jelly beans.
So you can we are here to say that if you are a Christian, you need to be buying jelly beans and support the industry.
Here you go.
What?
With Easter traditions, jelly bean coincides with the Easter tradition because their egg-like shape is reminiscent of new life in the Easter that comes. So that's why.
Wow, that is truly something new that I've learned. I had no, I mean, so I like never put that together. I mean,
every
I guess,
time you eat a sweet tart jelly bean, just think of the new life.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. Like I normally only see them around Easter now that I'm thinking about it, but
I can't believe you didn't know that.
I think I knew it. I just never put that together. Hmm.
Well, that's a wrap.
Anyways,
guys.
That was fun.
Not an episode, but you know, I have to bring something fun.
That was really fun. I know I'm like, I want to keep eating them, but I'm trying not to like chew on the microphone.
Oh, I'm sorry, everyone. I just ate one more.
No. Okay. What else were we going to talk about? I feel like we've drifted away from like new products and stuff, but is there anything like, let's combine like recipes, shows, products. What are you loving for spring in general? And I'm going to eat while you're talking.
Oh, I meant to tell you. Okay. So new product. I've been on maternity leave wearing less makeup than normal.
Mm-hmm. And I've noticed. I'm just kidding.
And you're supposed to be like, you're beautiful.
You are.
And anyways, I don't know. I also like ran out of a lot of makeup. So I've been trying some new things. And you told me about the Super Goop, like SPF stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, so I went to go buy it and literally our Ulta was out of it that day. Mm-hmm. Like I didn't check online. Like I probably should have done that. But I walked in and like the whole display, that's the one product they're out of. I'm like, I'm so annoyed.
Because it's very popular.
Yeah. So I'm walking through and I was like, I'll just like order online later. And walking through and I find the e.l.f. dupe of it. And I tried it because I was like, oh, cool. It's like $14. Mm-hmm. I was like, great. I'll try it. It's amazing.
Really?
I actually really like it. Yes. I mean, I've never tried the actual Super Goop. So like, I don't know how it compares, but I really love the like dewy look. I mean, I love a dewy look.
I mean, that's and why I love really the Super Goop stuff.
Yes. I mean, your face, like I commented on your face that day and I was like, your face looks amazing.
Well, granted, I put it on at like 7 a.m., but that's like all I have on my face today.
I love it when you put it under your, like I put it my moisturizer on and then that, and then I do like my foundation or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it makes it.
Yes.
Totally transforms. And even on my no makeup days, it's amazing.
Yeah.
So everyone, I mean, $14 worth. I thought it was well worth it.
It's like the way that I know I've gotten old when I'm like obsessed with SPF makeup and just like never leaving my house without SPF on my face.
SPF. My daughter keeps asking, she like will watch me do my makeup. And I told her one time, like, that's sunscreen. Mm-hmm. And so she's now like, Mommy, why do you put on sunscreen? We're not going to the pool. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, very kind of confusing. Yeah. But I was like, I put it on every
day. But they say like even driving in your car, you get so many rays from through the window and stuff.
So that's one of my new products I'm loving. I don't know. What about you?
Let's see.
For spring. But a dewy look. I guess I'm all into it. Like it's just fun for like the new season with more warmth.
Yes.
And the turn. And even like the springy like dew, you know?
A new product. I've like not changed much. Like, I'm always trying them. And then I'm like, this is dumb.
Yep.
That's the thing about all these like trendy products. Like, it has to stick with you for even it could work really well for some other person, but it has to like stick with you enough for me to like actually put it into my longstanding routine.
Oh, yeah.
I guess I have been using that Wow, like heat protectant spray.
That's great.
I've been liking that. There was something new I just tried.
Yeah, if you guys need to try, it's called the Wow Dream Coat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing. It's like a heat protectant.
And it like gives you like a blowout-ish look.
Yes, it's amazing. Yeah. You put it on like post-shower with damp hair.
Mm-hmm.
And then
there is a new product I've been using, but I can't think of what. Speaking of blowouts, though, our town got a dry bar.
I mean, we're big city,
and
guys.
That is like a big deal for us. And so I did go, on the opening day. And that is like a fun little treat that we have now. So yeah, that's kind of something new.
I've heard of several people now that their like daughters want to do like a dry bar for their birthday.
Oh, cute.
With like them and two friends. And I'm like, that's really, really cute.
Yeah, because they do kids and they can do like fun breeds.
And I'm like,
and
that's
stuff.
Cute.
Yeah. So,
but big deal, guys. Samantha's turning 30.
Oh, yeah, I am. I mean, a few months from now.
Deal. Yeah.
It'll be considered summer. I feel like June's summer, right?
Well, yeah, but you guys won't hear about that until later.
Wait, did you have, before we move to that though, did you have any other like recipes or trends? I don't. I'm just asking if you do.
No, I mean, I always get excited for the spring with a cute set. Like, I love a set.
Just packed for Florida today, and I packed like four different sets.
Well, yeah, you and I went shopping the other day, and like we kept pulling out all these sets. Like, I just think, I mean, obviously, sets are a thing in winter too, but I feel like they're just very cute. Love a sweatshirt and shorts. Like, it is just the superior outfit. I was wearing it the other day, and Andrew kind of commented on my outfit because it was ugly, but we were just running errands.
Yeah.
And I was like,
I know that outfit. I know what you're talking about. You wear it a lot. You wear, it's like those, not a lot. Like I've seen you lounge in it. They're like those sweatshirty type shorts and you'll wear like a really baggy sweatshirt with it. Yeah. And your hair will be up and I like it. I like it.
Cool, guys. I actually packed it for our trip because I was like, I'm going to lounge in the house. It's this sweatshirt that Samantha's wearing that she gifted me. And then, yes, my sweat shorts. And he was making fun of it. But I was like, no, this is the superior outfit, though. Like, yeah, sweatshirt on top, shorts on bottom. It is the best. I remember walking around Mizzou's campus, actually, like on spring days to class in a sweatshirt and shorts. And I'm like, this is just the best.
It's also good for, like, I'm going to Florida in 2 days. And it's like, that's like the perfect thing in Florida because it's like chilly a little bit from the breeze. I actually got a pair of like sweat shorts last winter from Abercrombie.
You're trying to be like me?
Yeah, I just had, I like, didn't have any. And I don't know why. Like they're from Abercrombie. But they're like so cute. And I love them.
Oh, I love my sweatshorts. I got them when I was pregnant from Dick's. Mm. And I was like, it was like
that's random.
Well, yeah, because I went in there one time looking for shoes and I walked by and it was like their like DSG, like Dick's Sporting Goods brand. And I was like, oh, I like that. Yeah.
I went there this weekend. Okay, this is so weird. We're talking about Dick's Sporting Goods because I probably haven't been in one in years.
Me neither.
And I went, usually Justin takes Emerson to do her like soccer cleats for the spring and all the like new gear. And I just happened to be out with her and we went and I was like, what is this DSG brand? And I was
Dick's Sporting Goods.
It's like right in between
Andrew
Nike and Adidas.
Loves their shorts. Their workout shorts.
Okay.
Yeah. So
I am learning so much on this podcast.
So anyways, a good set is always my fave, like fashion trend.
I love that colors. It's been a thing in the winter too. Like black, white and gray is just like so lame these days, which is just great because I loved color.
Oh, and my new favorite thing is my heatless curls. I'm still figuring them out, everybody. Yeah. But my heatless curls,
guys,
I really do love.
She did it for the first time literally a week ago. So let's see if this
I've done it three times.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, let's see if it has.
It's been longer
I feel like
than a week,
a lot of people, when it was a thing, got really on it. Mm-hmm. And then, like, no one still, like, is into it.
I do think the roller makes a difference. Mm-hmm. And I bought the, like, probably cheaper one or, like, middle of the road. I do actually know there's one cheaper. Because I was like, who knows if I'm actually going to like this? Mm-hmm. But I'm like, I bet the better quality ones work better.
Interesting. But I tried it and like never got great results, but you know, I'm loving that for you.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
I mean, my hair's already curly, so it kind of works. But the annoying thing is because my natural curl is like a kinky curl, or like not, I don't even know how to describe
it's
the curl.
A
it's
tighter
like messed
curl.
Up. Yeah. It's like messed up since I've had babies and like my hair has just changed. Mm-hmm. But now you have to like blow out your hair first for me and then do it.
Yeah.
So it's not totally a time saver, but the morning it's a time saver.
I learned the hard way the first time I did it kind of wet. Your hair is supposed to be pretty dry to do it. So like anyone has to blow it out.
Yeah, but like I feel like some people could just like let their hair air dry and then like move into that phase. But I'm like still working with my hair for like 10 minutes to blow it out first.
Yeah, I don't know. My problem with it is that I am a like particular sleeper in the way that I'm I can sleep easily. I don't have trouble falling asleep. I stay asleep all night. But I didn't like how it felt when I was, I'm a back sleeper. I don't know if you knew this, but I like sleep like I'm dead. Yeah. I think you did
know
this.
I
like
before.
Literally sleep like I'm dead. And it's like, I don't really move. And so I didn't like the feeling in my back. Speaking of sleep though, in a new product, have I told you about something? I've actually been using it for a long time now, but I don't know if I've mentioned it.
No.
I sleep with sleep like mouth tape most nights now.
Wait, where?
Do you know about this?
No. Why do I not know this about you?
Well, okay.
I feel so weird.
I don't do it every night because some nights I fall asleep. Are you looking it up?
No, but I'm looking something else up that I wanted to share, but I can't remember the name.
I think I just like randomly, okay, no, this is what happened. I sleep with my mouth slightly open. That's been like a like later in life occurrence. I never used to have that problem. I think it's all related. I actually know it's all related to my TMJ. And, you know, I have my big like mouth guard for TMJ. Yeah. I don't like to wear my mouth guard every night. But like when my TMJ is flaring up, when I'm feeling stressed and I've been clenching, I need to wear my mouth guard.
I've been clenching.
And then I think it makes me hold my mouth slightly open. And then that just like formed a habit.
Oh, yeah.
And I just think that's like disgusting that you would sleep with your mouth open and like. It's just
spiders
like
spiders crawl in, apparently.
It's just like gross. Like, I don't want my mouth like crusty when I wake up in the morning. I feel like I can't like
Justin doesn't want it either.
I just feel like I can't like I'm like I've been like sleeping with it, like all this air in my mouth. So one night I'm Googling a solution and I come across like mouth tape. So I ordered it from that. Kid you not, I'm sure because the algorithm works this way, I started getting all these companies and now I'm seeing, you know, Skinny Confidential that makes like the face rollers, they're launching a mouth tape. Okay. Apparently there's science behind it.
How is mouth tape any different than just like tape you would put on like a broken finger?
You know what exactly it is? It feels like kinesio tape. Yes. It's like a soft material and I made Justin try it and the first night he like freaked out after like 10 minutes and ripped it off and now he actually has been doing it. So apparently,
so you tape your whole mouth shut.
No, it literally is just like a little rectangle. And I like gently, I don't like to have it like closed so tightly.
Please
I just, like,
send me a picture tonight.
I will.
You're going to post gently, your going there.
But I put it on like as I'm falling asleep, basically. Because if you like want a sip of water or whatever,
yep.
I will post it though. You like barely close it and then put it on. And then hopefully you just like fall asleep. And then most mornings or if I ever wake up in the middle of the night, I do feel like I like rip it off because it's just like a weird feeling.
But the whole point is just to keep your mouth closed while you sleep.
Yes. But like for me, it was more because, you know, I have like jaw issues and I felt like I was like hinging my jaw open while I slept. But why it's really becoming popular is because I guess there's science behind breathing only through your nose while you sleep. It helps you get like a deeper sleep, like more feel more rested. And I'm not just saying this.
You're ahead of the trend.
I didn't know about all of those effects when I started because, again, I bought it for like a different reason. And when I learned about those, I was like, oh, my gosh, I kept telling Justin, like, I feel like I'm sleeping better with this tape on. Like, I don't know. People should try it.
Okay.
There's all these like health benefits.
You've got to send me a picture.
I will.
And you've got to post it on going there now.
Yeah.
Because everyone wants to know about the mouth tape.
Anyways.
That's interesting, though.
I feel like we've blubbered about the most random things.
No, what I was going to share was the bedtime lotion that I shared with you guys the other day.
Yeah. And I don't believe in it.
Well, I'm not saying it works or not,
I'm just kidding.
Like, I do feel like it's worked for our children, but my mother gifted it to me. Some of my sisters are very natural, use like all natural things, are just great. Homemakers and very care about their ingredients of their things. And one of my sisters found this lotion and it is like all natural. And it's this like essentially magnesium lotion for your children. And so you rub it on their feet each night. And so we've been rubbing it and it is amazing. Like I actually think it's supposed to like help your kids be like, get more rest throughout the night, but then also like fall asleep faster. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The full list of ingredients is like mango butter, coconut oil, magnesium, beeswax. I mean, like all things, like there's only like 10 things in it.
Yeah.
And it's actually amazing. It smells delicious. It is called Eight Sheep Organics.
Mm. No, so I'm totally joking about not believing in it. We have like a magnesium oil.
Oh, yeah.
That we've used before. Like you're supposed to rub it on like sore muscles. So I'm sure it's like
Andrew and I were like, we should start rubbing this on ourselves.
Yeah.
I was like, this is amazing. I was like, I wonder if it would work for my like 12-week-old or 10-week-old because
I would look that up before
I know I haven't used it on her, but I was like, it would be glorious if it did.
Do you have sleep issues?
No.
See, I like when people I know, and I'm saying this knowing like I can't imagine struggling with sleep.
Yeah.
But I feel like so many people, it's like their mission to figure out a sleep solution because like they have trouble sleeping or staying asleep.
I don't look forward to the day because like I feel like most people like, as you get older, most people, they have a hard time sleeping. And I'm like, I do not look forward to that day. I laughed when you said that earlier that you're like, I don't have problems falling asleep. Because guys, fun fact, if you don't know this about Samantha, if you ever hang out with her socially late at night, she will likely fall asleep. And it's not that she hates your company. It's not that she thinks you're boring. It's just that she's tired and she will fall asleep like legit. Actually pass out.
Like fully, like sitting on the couch as people are in deep conversation.
Yes, I'll just take little naps. Literally one time I met one of her friends and her friend and I got into a deep conversation. We are crying over life circumstances. Mm-hmm. Like her and I are like really connecting. And Samantha's over here like talking in her sleep. And we were like, what's happening? But then that's just fun fact on Samantha.
We were
you have no problem falling asleep.
We had like, were you at my house? still the other night when I fell asleep.
You fell asleep, but then you woke up and I said goodbye
but
to you.
But I took like two more naps like later that night.
Yeah.
It's wild. I can't help it. Like if, even if I'm in the most engaging conversation, if I'm tired, I think what my brain is saying to myself is like, just take a little snooze. Just take like a, it'll be
amazing.
Like, it'll be like, just close your eyes a minute and you'll feel better. And then I'm like, okay, I will.
It is pretty crazy though. Like, yeah, I am thankful I don't have a hard time sleeping. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are like few and far between nights that I'm like, dang it. I like didn't fall asleep for hours, but I often have no problem.
Okay. Like last dumb thing, and then we can really move on and wrap this up. But did you ever have this experience talking about being sleepy? I remember being at like a choir concert or something, like being a kid and being at like a late night something, like a show.
Mm-hmm.
You're sitting in a chair, a basketball game, a sporting event, and you're so tired. I remember just daydreaming of like, if I could be here in a cozy bed. And like, I would always daydream of like, if a bed, like if my parents could just like carry me out on like a stretcher, that would be so great. Cause I'm so tired. I just like need to be in a cozy bed. Do you have that like memory?
No.
Okay.
I don't. But I do. I do remember the feeling. Like, it's actually a really sweet thing being a parent now and being able to, like, walk a sleeping child, like, from the car after, like, a road trip or something into their bed. Because I remember that feeling as a kid just being totally, like,
you're so
dead
groggy.
Weight. Just, like, on my dad's shoulder. And it was, like, the best. Mm-hmm. Because you just feel like, and they like plop you're you like, in bed.
I know
and
I'm getting to like, where I need to go.
Yes, it's the best. Yeah. And you're just like so dead asleep that you're just like, I fully trust you, take me. And then you get in your cozy sheets and you're just like, oh,
yeah,
it's the best.
Yeah.
Night night, everybody.
Oh, night night. We need to go to bed soon.
No, but anyways.
Yeah.
What have we talked about? All the most random
things.
I mean, really, if you guys make it through, if one, you listen to our bonus episodes, or then secondly, make it through the end of them, like you really are an
OG
GT.
People say that they love these episodes more than anything. This one, we like really didn't give much. We didn't have much like deep stuff to talk about, but.
Okay. But next time we have a bonus episode, you will be 30 and it's a big deal.
Yeah. I told you, I've been like,
I'm planning Samantha's 30th birthday. Yeah,
apparently. I don't know. My husband. Basically, I don't know what. It's,
no,
it's
I
being
basically
schemed.
Texted your husband via you and said, hey, we got to go all out. And he was like, this is way too far out to plan. And I was like, no, it's not.
It was. You texted him what, in January? My birthday's in June.
It was probably in February.
Okay.
But maybe.
I think it was January.
And I was like, we need to get to planning. And he's like, you're crazy. We'll get there eventually.
Did he give you a budget? Then,
I don't know.
I'm just curious because he's not really a budget person. He's
no,
usually
he
just like,
give me a budget.
He's usually just like, well, like,
no.
But then he'll have like no like idea how something will
you
cost.
Know what's
is
fun?
This a dream
you're the
for
second,
you?
I was going to say, you're the second kind of ish third friend that I've been able to do this for. And it's so fun because the
That's
husband's
funny.
Like, I don't want, they're just like kindly
oh,
like,
he
hey, can you please
to.
Do something?
Yeah. And it's a dream for you to plan a
it's
party.
It's a dream.
Yeah.
I'm just like, even one of them was just like a dinner party with like 20 people or like 15 people. And it was so fun. I was just like, this is a blast.
That's awesome.
So I'm like, I'm here for it.
Well, I've never really been into birthdays. I always like celebrating other people's birthdays. I do think it's a special thing. Like, you know how I am. I love any holiday.
Oh,
it's like, oh, I love an opportunity to celebrate life or just celebrate anything in general. For my birthday, I've just never, I don't know. It's not that I don't like the attention. We all know that I'm like fine with the attention. I don't know what it is. It's just that my birthday, I guess, I've just always felt like, oh, you know what I think it is? I don't like
I know
the pressure.
What, it is.
What?
Oh, well, I feel like in this season of life, or like at least since I've known you, I think you are someone who like you love a celebration, you love a good time, but you also like love a cozy chill time too. And I feel like May is normally like a packed month.
It is, yeah.
And it's like tons of celebrations, tons of going. You guys normally travel, like all the things. So I think by the time you get to your birthday in early June, I think you're just like, I want something low key. So then it's kind of turned over time to this like,
I don't like my birthday.
And you and Justin share like very similar
dates. My husband's
dates.
Birthday is June 2nd. Mine's June 4th. So like by the time, oh, my mother-in-law's is May 31st. His is June 2nd. Mine's June 4th. So by the time we get to mine on the 4th,
and then your sister-in-law's right
out.
Around there too.
Yeah, she heard
so yeah, it's just kind of like, I feel like you guys normally choose the like more low-key route. So then maybe subconsciously it's been just like, I can be chill about my birthday.
I don't know.
You can't be chill about 30 though.
I just feel like it's also one of those things where I love a celebration, but I like the, I mean, for St. Patrick's Day, like I like the one kind of like hosting it and I feel comfortable like, I don't know. I just feel like with your birthday, it's always like there's pressure. You know what? Another thing I really think it stemmed from is that there are really important people in my life that I like to celebrate with that are from like really different like parts of life or like different friend groups.
Yep.
And sometimes that has felt like it ends up being stressful for the birthday person because it's like,
it's overwhelming.
Yeah. You're coordinating it because like not everyone's all friends. And then you're like, anyways, I did want to do something big for my 30th. And I was thinking about like, why do I feel like, oh, I really want this? And like, I've been really thoughtful and reflective about my 30th. I think it's like two things. Again, not to get like deep and sad, but I am coming up on like a lot of years being cancer free. And I really feel like that's something to celebrate of like.
It's a huge thing to celebrate.
Yeah. I mean, I remember my parents on my 18th birthday taking me to dinner. I won't get into this whole story, but they like gave me this watch that they had bought when I was like three at this antique store, like right after they found out I had cancer and all this stuff. And them just like literally saying like, we were told you would probably never make it to 18. So I remember that being like a really big deal for them. And then to see me getting older, I think is like a really special thing for them to be like, we didn't know if you would see this age and this age. And so I think to be like, I'm coming up on
a whole new decade,
a whole new decade that like, you know, I have this beautiful life and yeah, there's health issues and there's these things, but like, wow, like not only am I just grateful for turning 30 in general, like I'm grateful that I didn't know if I would make it to 18, to 20, to 25, to 28. Like, and here we are at 30. I know. I'm like, are you okay?
I'm about to ugly sob.
Yeah.
You know, I'm emotional and oh my gosh.
Yeah. And just this whole, you know, with what my mother-in-law is like walking through with her cancer right now, it's like, not to be so cheesy, but like it is such a gift to have 30 years of life. And like, if I died the day after 30, like I really would be able to say like, wow, I feel like I lived such a full, happy life. I hate that I just said happy life. A full, content life, I guess, like a full, joyful life. I really feel like I'm like where God has called me to and my purpose. I mean, looking, I think it's just, we've talked about this on other episodes, but like reflecting over your 20s is just, at least for me, been such a decade of change. It's like, I guess it's really your first decade you would even feel that way about, because it's not like you're thinking about
10 to 20. You're not really thinking about
and thinking about your change. Like, obviously you're changing. You're changing from a 10-year-old to an 18-year-old.
Yeah.
But the 20s, it's like your first adult decade where you're really reflecting. And yeah, for me, there it's just been so much because I got married at 20. And so yeah, I've just been so reflective of it and really feel excited about turning 30. And being like so many years alive.
It's the best.
Yeah.
I'm really trying not to sob because I just sobbed on a recent episode.
I know.
So I might.
I've been crying about it too, though. Yeah.
But it's amazing. It really is such a gift. I mean, oddly, like I think about that often being your friend. Yeah. And I'm like, wow, I can't believe that. Because you've told me that story about your parents at 18. And I'm like, it's literally, you're like a walking miracle.
Yeah.
Really.
I mean, I remember my mom thinking like kindergarten, like wouldn't happen because I was three when I was diagnosed. And so, yeah, I want to view my 30th birthday, whatever we are doing to celebrate, as like a cancer-free / 30th birthday.
We're going to party. Yeah, it's going to be so fun. But welcome to the decade that you always give me a hard time for entering.
No, I'm excited about it. It's not that you're 30, whatever you are now, 32.
Yeah.
It's more 32. That you're just older than me. That's what's funny about it.
Ooh, yeah. That'll be good.
But anyways, anything else to add? This has been fun.
This has been real.
This has been
fun. It's been real fun. We're going to go eat some jelly beans.
Yeah, we're going to eat these on the way home.
We'll report back.
Yeah. Okay, bye.
Hey, thanks for going there with us.
If you loved what you heard, don't forget to follow along with us at Going There, the podcast.
And it also means so much to us if you subscribe to our podcast and shared it with a friend.
Talk to you soon.